Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. The Afghan church is multiplying under pressure but needs spiritual leadership training. Find out how you can be praying. Then, Unfolding Word equips churches to bring God's word into the languages of unreached people groups. We'll unpack that story for you in just a few moments. But first, President Trump's freeze on foreign aid and a recent prisoner swap are returning Afghanistan to the global spotlight. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nations.
We need to find ways where we can resource Christian organizations who are also administering aid, because that is also a huge way to open up the hearts of the Afghanis.
To be a Christian in Afghanistan is to daily risk your life. Despite this, the Afghan church is one of the fastest growing in the world.
And here's the thing about Christianity in Afghanistan. Once the gospel starts taking seed in a community, there's multiplication of it.
But Afghanistan remains one of the hardest places in the world to do ministry, especially under Taliban rule. Believers there remind Kelly of the early church.
Even though they knew if they shared their faith, they would be persecuted, there was such a resiliency within them. Courage and boldness. And that's what we're seeing in the church in Afghanistan.
Alongside practical aid, Kelly sees spiritual training of leaders as the greatest need for the church in Afghanistan. Unknown Nations works with the Afghan diaspora to equip them for a missional return to their country.
Because they understand the culture, they speak the language, try to keep them out of there.
Please join us in praying for the church in Afghanistan, that it would continue to grow in faith and maturity, and that hearts would be drawn to the light of Christ. Next, it's been 10 days since United States President Donald Trump was sworn in. Pastor William Kamui from Nigeria attended the inauguration and prayed at the inauguration praise and prayer convocation. Kamui founded Deeper Christian Life Ministry and pastors Deeper Life Bible Church, the world's third largest church. Of the Trump administration, he says,
I personally will be looking forward to a closer relationship so that if America and Nigeria can see how to cooperate together, network together, so that we see an improvement on our security, our economy, and religious freedom that will really help Nigeria.
Religious freedom is a hot topic in Nigeria, where Christians in the north often suffer persecution. And yet God is moving.
Even in the north of our country of Nigeria, the church is moving on and quite strong and vibrant and evangelistic. We go out, personal evangelism, hospital evangelism, house-to-house evangelism, and of course, open-air mass crusade evangelism. Things are really going on.
Pray for continued growth in the Nigerian church. And we'll end today's broadcast with a question. Is God helping you to build on last year's accomplishments to reach new milestones in 2025? Well, if so, you're not alone. A believer, we'll call Dane, says the Lord is continually setting new goals before Unfolding Word.
Since 2017, we have been active in 31 countries. There are over 352 languages have been engaged. 160 of those languages are connected to an unreached people group.
The ministry helps believers get God's word into minority languages.
Unfolding Word helps local church networks reach the unreached and establish the church on solid foundations. And we do that by equipping them to quickly, accurately, and sustainably translate the whole Bible for their whole nation.
For example, let's say you're a church planter in Iran. Farsi is the national language, but there are more than 70 minority languages used in Iran. Unfolding Word could help you to reach one of the people groups that speaks a minority language.
Farsi is the language of government control, of oppression, and they don't like it. But you go in there with the gospel in their language, and immediately they know that you care about them and that God cares enough, more importantly, to speak their language.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.